The Hawk Chronicles follow the adventures of Detective Kate Hawk, who went from a Baltimore police detective to intergalactic investigator, from fighting crime on the streets to crime in the stars.
In the last episode of The Hawk Chronicles,
there will be a special guard unit arriving later today to escort you out of here.
In the meantime, I'll start making preparations to integrate Kelly into the system. Since she lives on the Eastern Shore, what do you think about having her work out of our Annapolis office?
That would be the easiest scenario.
I know the IDF brass wants to get you to alternate Earth and the Mayo as soon as possible. In the meantime, we have a top-notch medical crew on board that'll be by your side all the way.
They know only of Lister as their leader. I do not doubt you, Lord Zokar, but our soldiers answer to units and not leadership.
Then pay them early and tell them that it's a bonus.
I'll just send a message to our contact on Philion saying that you sang like a canary in exchange for sparing your life.
You can't do that. That would be treason. They'll go after my family and outcast them.
I do not believe that Agent Simon is missing. There is a vessel headed for Sector 4 and is registered to Agent Tony Simon.
And now, Episode 105, Simon Says.
Agent Simon's ship? Are you sure about that?
Commander, may I remind you that I am programmed for accuracy, logic, and statistical analysis. The vessel that departed is registered to Agent Tony Simon. Beyond that, you may draw your own conclusions.
My apologies, George. That's just a reaction, meaning that was something I didn't expect to hear.
Robo 4 makes a very good point. Just because it's Simon's ship, that doesn't mean he's in control. He could very well have been abducted.
But the IDF stockade is one of the most secure facilities in the galaxy. Why would Lister have escaped without inside help?
It's most disturbing. We have launched a full investigation. Now that I know Simon's ship was involved, I can... Stand by. I'm getting an update.
Well, this is quite fascinating.
And illogical, Commander. As you stated, the Boldabar stockade is one of the most secure facilities in the galaxy. A prisoner as dangerous as Lister would have commanded a high level of security.
I've just been informed that a special guard unit arrived with orders from the High Security Council to escort Lister to a special holding facility to await trial.
Sir, isn't that a violation of prisoner control protocol?
It is highly unusual. Robo 4, I'm sending you the electronic orders we received. I want you to also access all of the surveillance video from the stockade and the spaceport. Verify the authenticity of the orders and run facial recognition on everyone involved.
Document received. I will begin the video analysis immediately.
Sir, we'll give this top priority. Would you like Robo 4 to send the results directly to you, encrypted?
Given that I don't know if there was any inside collusion, encryption would be preferred. Robo 4, initiate the same protocol we used for the satellite deployment operation.
Understood.
Commander, when Simon was there for clearance, did you notice anything unusual, or did he mention anything about Lister?
Negative, sir. We expedite his clearance per your orders. He had very little to say.
Sir, a check of IDF records shows no orders issued involving prisoner Lister.
Then we are definitely dealing with a conspiracy. How high it goes is the question. From this point, I want all communications involving this incident sent straight to me. If you are contacted by anyone other than me, or someone to whom I have given clearance, you are to divulge nothing. Understood?
Loud and clear, sir.
Controller, camera 302A, dock level 3 shows Agent Simon arriving at his craft 15 macro units before papers were given to the stockade guards authorizing Lister's release.
And he was alone?
A visual scan of his facial features and body language indicates no distress. He appears to be alone, going about the usual business of getting his craft ready for departure.
Scan 15 macros ahead and look for Lister.
Scanning footage. I have 4 souls entering the vessel. None are constrained, and they are all wearing purple hooded cloaks.
Were there any markings on the cloaks?
Resolution is inadequate for detailed analysis. One appears to be wearing a gold amulet necklace.
That is definitely a diplomatic envoy of some kind.
Either that or a clever ruse. A diplomatic envoy with apparent general council orders would explain why they were able to convince the guards to surrender to Lister.
Sir, the incident has just been filed, and it does not mention that a diplomatic envoy from the general council provided the order for release.
Then we have a major problem. Agent Tony Simon may have just aided in the escape of Rages No. 1.
All right, we're established on course. You're free to move about the cabin. Did you get everything settled in down there?
Sleeping Beauty is out like a light.
That's a good thing. You know how Kate can't stand to keep still.
The IDF flight surgeon said she'll be under for the whole trip. I really couldn't get a commitment out of him as to how long she'll be at Boldova.
Based on my experience, she could be on her way in a time cycle.
Today? You really think so?
Quite possible.
And just what is your experience?
It's like I told you before. I saw this type of injury back in the war when I was with IDF Special Ops.
That one, I'm still having a hard time believing.
Hey, I've even got the funny little hat to prove it. Anyway, even with the medical advances we had back then, we can move them to their home base hospital in what you would call a day or two. So there's a good chance you could be back on Earth in 3 or 4 of your days. But that's not the biggest problem we have.
Well, what's that? You out of bootleg movies?
Lister's escape.
What?
Tika picked up some radio chatter over an open frequency. Seems he just walked right out of the stockades like he was going to dinner.
We risked our lives in that Lin mission and captured one of the most notorious villains in the galaxy, and now we have nothing to show for it?
Hey, a sack full of rare gems and jewels.
Well, that's good for you, but all the IDF got was some obscure Chinese hacker and a wrecked bat, which almost killed us, by the way.
Well, you and the Marines are alive. Jocko's recovering the bat as we speak, and I'm rich. So it looks like everything worked out nicely.
How?
The chief gave me a bag full of diamonds.
No, I mean, how did he just waltz out of what is supposed to be the most secure facility in the galaxy?
Well, the Tumas Penal Colony was supposed to be a maximum security facility, and everyone escaped from there. Someone probably found a loophole somewhere. There was a rumor that a former IDF soldier helped him.
Well, whoever it was must have had some serious credentials to pull that one off.
Why do you say that?
Oh, because there's no way someone's gonna shoot their way out of there. They'd have to have pulled some sort of con.
One of the things I hated about the IDF was the red tape and paperwork. I'm betting someone hacked their system or pulled some phony paperwork to walk them right out under their noses.
Yeah, you're probably right. It wouldn't be the first time something like that happened. I'm sure the IDF sent a team to stop him.
We'll keep our ears open for any chatter. As far as I'm concerned, he's not my problem.
Well, maybe not now, but I don't think he holds any fondness for you.
Why if I left him there on that mining colony for us to capture? I'm sure his main priority is to find his old number 2 and send him straight to Krull. I'll just let them fight it out and take on whoever's left.
Well, good luck with that strategy. But honestly, I feel the same way right now. My only concern is to get Kate back to Earth to start her road to a full recovery.
What are you going
to
do in the meantime?
Well, first I'm going to visit my favorite Irish pub, get a decent meal, and work on setting up my PI business. But not until Kate has made a full recovery.
I still can't see you as... What was that character's name? Sam Spade?
Look, that's not going to be my real job. It's just my cover. I'm still going to be helping the IDF out.
Are you going to get one of those funny hats and a trench coat and call women dames?
The city can sleep safe tonight as long as I'm on the job. Jim Barnes, private investigator, at your service.
Ho, 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 you're killing me. No, nothing like that. And by the way, it's called a fedora. I'll take on a few cases, but for the most part, I'll keep a low profile so I can work on my IDF missions. Now, what are you going to do?
Anything I want. I'm rich, remember?
I don't see how a bag full of diamonds makes you rich. We've got planets in our solar system where it literally rains diamonds.
Yeah, I've heard of those, but they're all inhospitable. No one's figured out how to mine them without dying. So, I think I'm good for a while. I can always convert these into currency. But if I get into a bind, I can always come and be your assistant. But only if I get to wear a fedora.
Well, look who's back.
Detective Hernandez, I didn't think you'd still be on loan. Good morning, Detective Mack.
Morning there, rookie.
Anything interesting happen on your fire investigation?
We suspect the fire was intentional. We're looking into any insurance claims right now. Don't worry, we'll get you involved with something soon.
Anything would be better than the paperwork or traffic detail.
You don't like traffic detail? I mean, all that power of telling people when to stop or go.
If it's all the same to you, ma'am, I'd choose filing over standing out in a busy street with impatient drivers.
You two following up on that suspected arson?
Yes, ma'am. We'll be contacting his insurance company this morning.
It looks suspicious to us. The fire appears to have started in an area of high dollar value.
Just curious, but Why would that raise suspicion?
Insurance-wise, that would be a bigger settlement from the insurance company. Once we run the financials on the company, we'll be able to tell if they were in financial straits.
The other reason is, if that was a robbery, then perhaps the thieves were just covering their tracks.
And thieves would go for the higher dollar value items anyway.
You're getting there.
Maybe this is a good time to get Nelson involved.
I agree. Here's the company name and policy number of the insurance. Contact them and have them send the claim report to us as soon as it's finished.
Great. More paperwork.
We all gotta start somewhere. I'm gonna go and finish that background check on the owner and his employees.
All right. I'll check with the fire marshal and see if he has anything new for us.
Well then, I have a phone call to make. Really? This is what you do to your rookie officers?
It's called legwork, which is exactly what those two are off to do. This isn't the IDF, Nelson. Things here move at a more methodical pace.
Methodical is an understatement. By now, we would have truth serumed everyone and had gotten all the answers we'd need. This thing would be wrapped up at lunchtime.
Not if you just stand here and complain.
Hey, just enjoying my character development as Nelson, the rookie cop. So how are you adjusting to your new job, Captain Richards?
It's been quite an adjustment so far. I'm going from St. Louis detective to a Baltimore police captain. But so far, so good. I mean, the people here are great, which makes it a lot easier.
You hadn't even had a chance to enjoy the fine local cuisine.
Crabs. They look like big red spiders.
Big, delicious red spiders. Once things settle down, we can have a get-together at Horse's Place on the Eastern Shore. We'll get Pierman there, too.
And Kelly, I've got to meet her.
Absolutely. It would be so nice not having to hide everything from her. It'd be good to see Barnes again. I'm sure they are on their way to Boldabar by now.
That's one of the things I wanted to tell you. Kate got the clearance to travel to Boldabar, so I'm sure they're on their way now.
That's great news. What's the other thing you wanted to tell me?
To get back to work.
Oh.
You still haven't told me our destination.
We will be in the vicinity of Titan III Alpha.
I don't mean to disparage your ship, Tony Simon, but it will take us a full cycle of your Earth's moon to get there.
Not to worry.
I'm not going to be stuffed in this craft for a moon cycle.
You won't. Now sit down and buckle in. Gentlemen, secure the ship for docking.
Docking?
Raybell, this is November 2363.
6-3, this is the Raybell. Go ahead.
This is 6-3 with clearance Foxtrot Charlie for docking.
6-3, copy. Clearance approved. Set to auto-docking for guidance.
Auto-docking is on and we have signal locked.
Commencing docking procedures.
Roger that.
We are docking? And what is the registry of this vessel?
It is an independent registry. Don't worry. I know the captain. His ship is one of the fastest in the galaxy. He can outrun any ship the IDF has. Or Rage, for that matter. He will ferry us to Titan III.
At what cost?
He owes me. That is all you need to know. Terminating rotation, going to 0G.
His ship doesn't look particularly fast, Simon. Are you certain it is?
Do not concern yourself, my friend. We will be in the Titan III system within one time cycle. However, I'm afraid you will have to be shackled when on board. The captain is of the opinion that I am transporting a prisoner.
Shackled? I thought this captain was independent. What should he care about whether I'm your prisoner or not?
I'm sure the IDF has issued wanted notices all over the galaxy. There's no need to take any chances.
I'm not pleased with this.
Would you prefer I take you back to Boldabar's stockade?
Proceed with your plan.
6-3, main thruster shut down for docking.
6-3, main thruster shut down for docking. Main thrusters are off.
Closing rates good. You're clear to shut down all systems for capture and docking.
We are going dark for capture.
Lock lights green. Commencing lift into shuttle bay. Bay doors closing. Docking complete. Stand by for repressurization.
We are standing by.
This better be as you say, or there will be retribution.
Defiant, are we? Keep it up. It will be quite convincing for our host. Secure the prisoner for debarkation.
Prisoner? Why do you refer to me as prisoner to your own crew?
Just in case they are monitoring our radio. One can't be too careful.
Who is this captain?
Someone you would not want to cross.
Commander, the cargo vessel Mercury is on final inbound for capture and quarantine inspection.
Excellent. They made good time. Can you hail them for me?
That is one of my many program functions.
Let me rephrase that, Robo 4. Hail the Mercury on COM 1.
I am aware. I was only pulling your foot.
Leg. The phrase is pulling your leg.
It seems the foot would be easier to grasp. Mercury 1 on COM 1.
Mercury? Commander Sims of the BSS.
Hey Sims, Nate here. We're inbound for a quick quarantine inspection, then off to base.
Roger that. We'll accommodate you as quickly as possible. Transfer your flight log to our server and George will expedite the paperwork. Unless you've been to some exotic planet, you should be in and out pretty quickly.
We're servicing Fillion after our little Galaza adventure. I'll transmit the service record along with my log.
How's your cargo doing?
We have one highly agitated agent in a medical cocoon. So, I'd say yeah, she's doing okay.
It's a miracle she survived not only the attack on your ship, but the attempted assassination right there in the hospital.
That was a close one for sure. I'm going to patch Barnes in. Go ahead, Jim.
Commander, we were concerned to hear that Lister escaped the Boldabar stockade. What's the story on that?
Agent Barnes, I must inform you that all matters concerning the former Rage leader are now classified.
Classified?
Per Controller 3's orders, all details of the incident are encrypted and accessible to authorized personnel only.
Well, I think since we captured Lister, we're about as authorized as you can get.
You must have the proper authentication code to access this information.
Commander, come on, can you help us out here?
I'm afraid I can't override George's orders, but if it helps, they are using the same encryption as the satellite deployment cover you use for Galaza.
Hold on a sec. I still have that authentication code. Transmitting access privilege number sequence.
Access sequence received and verified. You are cleared for full information disclosure.
Excellent. What does the initial report say about his escape?
Three men dressed as diplomatic envoys presented papers to the custodian authorizing the release of prisoner Lister into their custody to stand trial in an IDF tribunal court. The papers were authenticated and Agent Tony Simon was tasked to accompany the prisoner to the court for his pre-trial hearing.
Who's this Tony Simon?
I can take this one, George. Tony Simon is a soon-to-retire IDF agent. He's from your planet, Jim. His cover job there is an MI6 agent.
That's quite a cover.
He was initially summoned by the controller to question Lister. It seems that during the Galactic Wars, Simon was Lister's commander before Lister turned against the Empire.
Was this Simon guy one of the three posing as a diplomatic envoy?
Go ahead, George.
Surveillance footage shows that Agent Simon appeared at his vessel 15 of your Earth minutes before the envoy. When the envoy arrived, no one appeared to be restrained and all were dressed in diplomatic garb. They all entered the ship, which was given departure clearance.
So where was he headed?
He filed for the Tradoc lunar system, but his trajectory was calculated to be towards the Titan clusters. Captain Nate, we will have to continue this discussion at a later date. Locking sequence initiated. Stand by for auto-docking.
All systems green. Go for docking.
Rate of closure nominal. Probe alignment nominal. Go for capture in 3, 2, 1. Capture confirmed. Docking bolts locking.
All green. Awaiting pressurization to neutral.
Pressure neutral. Open hatch doors.
Welcome aboard the Boldabar Space Station. Nate, good to see you again.
I imagine floating up here in this tin can, it's good to see anybody. Where's Flat?
On his sleep cycle.
Sims.
Long time no see.
Good to see you too. Robo 4, you're looking good. Would you get a new paint job?
Negative, Agent Barnes. I am not painted, but made of a compound that was white by nature. I have, however, recently received a servicing.
Well, I can tell you look a lot younger.
That does not compute. My date of manufacture remains the same. Commander, shall I begin the quarantine scan?
Commence the scan.
What is all this noise? Can't a comrade get any sleep, even in space?
Vlad, good to see you.
Agent Barnes and Captain Nate are new superheroes. So, Which one of you wears the cape and which one is the sidekick?
Hey, I obviously have the cape. How are you, Vlad?
Very good, actually. I was just in what we called the merry-go-round.
Ah, the 1G centrifuge. Gotta keep that bone mass up.
Let's get this show on the road, as we say on Mother Earth.
Right behind you.
Commander, always good to see you. Hate to run, or in this case, float. But we gotta get Kate to Boldabar ASAP.
Not a problem. We'll continue our diagnostics on this end. You guys should be out of here soon.
I have notified Boldabar Hospital that you are docked and will be departing shortly. They are preparing transportation for you from the landing zone.
Thank you, George. Right behind you, Nate.
Your main ventilation system. If I remember, it's controlled in sickbay.
That is correct. Straight down this hatch.
Well, there she is, Sleeping Beauty.
What is it with you Earth guys and Sleeping Beauty? The main ventilation port's right here.
Excellent. I'll just hook up my electronic sniffer to it, and I'll be able to tell if there are any airborne pathogens.
That's a nice little toy. What does it say?
It says one of you needs to change your diet.
Very funny. You sure that wasn't you?
Good to go.
Roger that. George, give the green light. Mercury, you are cleared to depart as soon as Vlad exits. Unless you want to keep him.
No thanks. I think we're good.
Roger that.
Hey, Vlad, thanks for expediting us.
Yeah, I appreciate it.
Not a problem. See you next time, and I hope Kate is awake then. Do svidaniya.
Ciao.
You know that reading was probably him and his pierogies.
I don't know. That gazoon strip didn't sit too well with me.
You really think this is necessary?
For your own safety and for my ruse, yes, it's quite necessary. You are my prisoner, and I expect you to act accordingly.
6-3, pressurization is complete. You're cleared for hatch opening.
Thank you, Raybell. We are securing our prisoner for transfer.
How well do you know this captain? Can he be trusted?
I have worked with him in the past. He will take us to where we need to go, and that is all you need to know.
So how is this man in your debt?
Let's just say I had the IDF look the other way during one of their unannounced cargo inspections. Now enough with the questions. Follow these men out and get on with it.
Well, 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 look who we have here. The lowlife who hijacked my ship, tried to send it and my crew into a burning inferno.
I see you two know each other.
Rogers? Rick Rogers?
Hello, Lister. Welcome aboard the Raybell.
Will Rogers seek his revenge on Lister? Has Simon delivered Rister to Rogers for revenge? Will the IDF catch up and try all of them? And what fate awaits Kate at Boldabar? Find out the answers to these questions and more in the next episode of the Hawk Chronicles, Sweet Revenge.